announced today that we are going to make an initiative to move forward in that complete streeps, and we're going to be hiring a staff that will be evaluating that and finding ways that we can do a better job.
Speaking at his weekly news conference, Mayor Grover Robinson says complete streets puts the emphasis on pedestrians rather than vehicular traffic through building and upgrading crosswalks and sidewalks. Other parts of the equation include safe bicycle lanes and medians and mass transit.
The real complete street is not just the street that's built for the cars. It's built for every other use that we do on there. We want to encourage a lot more walking and biking. If we can encourage either mass transit, walking, or biking, we put fewer cars on the road that use up the asset we have.
Everything works better, says the mayor, if people can get out of the habit of just using what he calls the single car experience.
So I'm not saying we're not still going to be doing that, but where we can, we need to find opportunities. This is also the reason that I support looking at residential in a downtown area like that and to that density. When you do that, you end up better able to utilize your walking, and it's just better overall on both our environment and also the resources that we have.
Modern day roadways are engineered to enable motor vehicles to move at a fairly high rate of speed, but are incompatible with the ability of people to walk across them. Case in point, says Robinson, are the deaths of an 8-month-old girl and a 28-year-old woman who were struck by a hit-and-run driver while crossing Cervantes Street last summer.
But West Cervantes isn't the only street that we're having problems with. We've had the problems on Pace, 9th and Tahar. We had an accident the other day. We have other places in the city, 9th Avenue. We have a lot of those challenges. We're trying to make those roads safe for vehicles, but safe for bikes and safe for pedestrians.
Part of the Complete Streets game plan could be forthcoming when the mayor's transition team releases its findings and recommendations early next month, and they could be tied to strategies relating to neighborhood improvements.
We want to engage neighborhoods. We want to make whatever we're doing the best we think we can have success. When we were at Woodland Heights, they want a sidewalk for safety in their neighborhood. You're seeing a lot of that pedestrian needs spill over not on just the main roads, but into actually neighborhood roads as well.
Work is expected to begin soon on exploring how the planning approach can be best implemented in Pensacola. Mayor Grover Robinson says it's a matter of being more multimobile.
How can we encourage people to walk? How can we encourage people to bike and go other places in a car? It does two things. One, it helps us be a better environmental community, but it helps us be a more healthy community. You know, that's what I continue to talk about. People say our environmental health is also impact our physical health.
City Councilwoman Sherry Myers, a longtime Complete Streets advocate, tells the Independent Weekly News that she's working on writing an ordinance codifying the city's intent to work toward safer streets via municipal planning. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.